from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Wah, wah, wah.
Dad, I'm up.
Wah, 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 wah.
I'ma do my stuff.
Shoot 360, you're going to be whopping them out there if you put some time in on the brand new 50,000 square foot facility. That's what I did on Sunday. I was looking around the gym. I was like, what, what? Cannot guard me. My jumper was looking good, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, you're wasting the listener's time talking about your game.
But that's just because of Shoot 360, bro. Like, if it can make the hoi polloi like me look like that, imagine what it could do with somebody that's actually playing the sport.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Exactly. That can help them.
NBA courts, high school courts, shooting bays, huge facility. Go see it, Shoot 360 in Memphis.
1375 Big Orange Road for this new big facility. 85 Mark Center Drive, still in Collierville, and open. Membership will work at both places. So no matter what part of town you're in, you can get on this technology and get with the future. If you're not, you're getting left behind. And again, memberships are going fast. So call them up, 901-779-3176. Lock it in. That's the number out to Shoot 360, 779-3176. Get your membership today. And renovations have happened, too, out at the Collierville facility. They are back up and rolling. So get on over. The future of basketball training is here. It's happening at Shoot 360 Memphis.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Let's start with the locale just down the street from me. The FESJC.
There you go.
2024 has gotten underway, and we have ourselves a hole in one. For, as you point out to me, a second straight year.
Shout out to Chris Kirk. Well, as the CA points out, I wouldn't have been able to recall that.
Yeah.
But Chris Kirk got a hole in one. He is currently 7-under, leading, as you would expect, very early on by 3 strokes. I think it was on 14.
Yeah, 14 is
And
correct.
Last year's was on 11. And I believe our man Burns was last year. It was the second straight year, as the CA points out. This is Jonah Dillon out there. Second straight year, we've had a hole in one in the first round. And you've already looked. Now, where did Burns finish last year after a hot start?
Glad you asked. So, Sam Burns, who, as you said, hit the hole-in-one last year.
On 11.
He finished tied for 52.
There you go.
So.
See, John was wondering, you know.
Because right now, Chris Kirk is 14-1 to win the whole thing. Now, he was way, you know.
Before he jumped out to a three-stroke lead.
He was probably plus 20,000 before the thing started.
Yeah, he's 28th in the standing.
Yeah, but he is still 14-1 as he is 7-under. So.
Most recently won the Century in January. And that info provided to us by the CIA.
Right.
Hadn't won since January.
So Scottie Scheffler has not teed off yet. I believe he will do that here shortly. But he is the favorite at plus 330.
Of course.
So
he just won the Olympics. And wins everything he's in, basically.
Of course, if you remember last year at the FESJC, it was incredibly dramatic with the playoff with our man Lucas Glover last season, who was like, I don't remember exactly how old, but he was one of the oldest on tour, right? I mean, he's basically, you know, you mentioned the senior tour earlier, you know, like maybe he was headed toward that. It was he and Patrick Cantlay in the playoff.
There you go.
And Glover won it in the playoff. So, listen, this is fun. This is a fun thing to have in Memphis, you know, and, you know, I don't know. I depending on the heat, I mean, it's so hot. That's the problem. Like we like, it's going to feel like 114 degrees.
Oh, you got to go get in the hub, and you take a little break in between. But it will be hot.
It doesn't make for a great
spin that
spectator.
I think the temperature actually drops on the weekend.
Yeah,
these first couple of days going to be sticky.
Right,
folks are prepared for that, man. I've been doing that, and I would say I think I've heard it. Folks have talked about this. If not for the Olympics, it would have been last week and would have caught that break. But you never catch a break for this term. It's the way it goes every year.
Correct.
If it ain't hot and sticky.
I mean, it's August,
you know,
in Memphis.
It will be by tournament time, and it is that. So, yeah wear your white.
There's just nothing
right?
you can do.
When you want to reflect the sun.
Right.
That's my best tip.
What,
Brad, was sunscreen? You guys, y'all got any tips for the heat? And I mean, what are y'all, sunscreen, right?
I guess.
A little sunscreen on the nose and the.
Brad will help me
because you're not dog it. You act like there's nothing I do. I just go out there with it.
I don't put sunscreen
on. Natural roots and berries on my skin. I'm fine.
That's right.
Don't you have to worry about sunburn,
Brad? I'm blessed by God, bro.
All right, and you would go out there all in black like that in Raiders game.
Man in black.
You'd be hot as hell.
Don't care.
That's foolish.
Don't care, bro. I'm built different.
You wear your dry fit stuff.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I said.
Now you're like your Nike polo, right? Like not like Penny.
You got to be careful, though. You might recall the big story last year was Lucas Glover got bucket pants.
Yeah, he got swamp ass.
That's right.
Yeah. He was not properly outfitted. Yeah.
Major swamp ass.
Your clothing has to be light.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to hydrate, too. I know that's an obvious one that people miss. And you have to pre-hydrate. So you got to drink that water, brother. You don't want to pass out
on
that
course. Like, you know, it should be permitted to wear shorts as golfers.
You can.
Oh, can you?
I don't know if the golfers can this week, but the patrons certainly can.
Oh, I know. The golfers should be allowed to wear shorts.
No, this is what makes you an athlete.
Do it wearing pants.
Do it in your pants so you can get swamp, whatever y'all call it.
Swamp ass.
I just feel like, you know, if the temperature is that hot,
I'm with you.
There should be a,
agreed.
You know.
No question.
Golf's a gentleman's game.
I know, but you can still look like a gentleman.
Don't go out and sport in shorts.
That's outrageous.
So it's with the golfers. That's how.
So you're saying that hoopers are not gentlemen?
That's what the golfers. It's a different kind of game. It's
there needs to be a provision. There needs to be a provision when it is over 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
I'd be with you on the move, if that was going to be the case, they would have done it years ago.
There's nothing gentle.
At least for Memphis.
About
for
a dead man.
For the Memphis stop. In this case now, it's the championship. It's one of three legs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You would think that you'd allow the golfers to wear shorts. We're hitting the big issues.
I would take this over rain, though. I know it rained, I think, Wednesday during parts of the Pro-Am. Like, this seems better than that. I mean, think about what happens at Mud Island or down there at the Music Fest when it rains.
Heat index these today and tomorrow, though?
It is silly.
Will you get out there?
I will Saturday.
Okay, so you are going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go Saturday.
And will you do the gallery thing?
I usually go, I'll pick out a golfer, like if it's Colin or whoever, like whatever year it is.
Morikawa.
I always like following the big boys. So in this case, if Scheffler's teeing off this afternoon, I think 2:30 is his tee.
Mm.
You know, I would follow somebody like that. I'd start with them and then I'd try to walk it with them. You know, that's fun.
Yeah. Last time I went, I think I went to like a house that was on the green
over there by 18 or
what? I don't remember the hole, but it was somebody that was having like a party at their house.
Those are a lot of fun. I've been to those too.
You know,
those can get out of hand though. I can't stay very long or I'll get into it.
Yeah, like I always have to tell people, like, I understand that, you know, it's nice to have a celebrity in the house, but can you just have a little class? I always have to tell people that when I show up.
Do people, they're asking for autographs and stuff from you, John?
They always want to talk to me. They always want to, like, ask questions about stuff.
Well,
like,
and you're super social.
That's what I always tell people. Like, listen, I do this for a living, okay?
Yep.
I don't come to your job and ask you about industrial metal. So why do I have to talk about the Grizzlies?
Well, you want to be hospitable to people. People are interested in talking to you about the Grizzlies.
Maybe. It just depends on the mood I'm in, though. Sometimes I don't want to talk about work. Sometimes I want to talk about something else. You know what I'm saying, Jason?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Steph and the Olympic basketball run. That's fun. I want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about what I think about Daniel Elijah, whatever the hell his name is, the dude that didn't do his homework and ain't coming to Memphis now. I don't want to talk about that.
Vera Tucker.
Yeah, I don't want to
put some respect on it. He may come in 25.
Yeah, that's right. He's staying committed.
No, you don't even know his name.
I don't care what his name is unless he shows up. I don't get and honestly,
I
saw Parth ask the question to Penny today at the FVSAC, it was almost as if Penny himself had forgotten. Because Penny was like, oh, you're talking about Daniel? Oh, yeah.
Because Daniel hadn't been here.
Right,
Penny. Penny is focused on what's in the gym.
Yeah, no, he is. He should be. But look, in terms of this tournament, I don't know if I'll get out there. It's so close to the house. I'm a little tempted by it.
You drive by every day.
I do drive by every day, and I've had some good times. I've definitely had some good time. We did the show out there. We broadcasted. I think it was maybe the first or second year that it became. I don't remember exactly what it became.
Went to the championship, I think, is when they were starting that.
Yeah, it was like it replaced something, right? Mm-hmm.
On the tour. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first year that it had done that, we went out there and I had a good time. So we'll see. Hopefully, some big names, you know, get in there and contend. That's always kind of been a little bit of a problem for us. Like we have like the lesser known guys typically win, but Glover was a good story at least last year. So if it's a good story, I can get behind it. Right now, Chris Kirk, your leader, 7-under with Scottie Scheffler to tee off very soon.
Next story.
Well, Penny Hardaway's been out there, did the pro-am, and as a result, the media's talked to Penny Hardaway. As John talked about, part he was asked about Daniel Vera Tuck, but more importantly, was asked about now that the 8 weeks of workouts are over in summertime. And we know that Penny had the majority of his 10 scholarship players there. How'd it go? So are you interested in what Penny said about the team that he has assembled, John, the one that he's currently got?
Again, yeah, three, I'm mentioning that.
Where it's three scholarship openings with no Daniel Vera Tuck. Okay,
right.
Know that up the top.
Yes.
Here's Penny on this group. This is the closest group of young men I've had. They go everywhere together. They come to practice together. They go out together. They go eat together. They go to the movies. Guess what? Together. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because I think I hear that every year. To me, the leadership on this team, you have to credit Musa for being, of course, that's Musa Cissé, for being one of the guys to bring everybody together. Said as well, and Tyrese Hunter and Tyreek Smith. Those guys have bought in well. It's gone really well because we have a group of young men who get it. They bring toughness. They buy in. There's no bad body language. I haven't had any of that. It's just all about whatever we teach, they want to learn. He also talked about recruiting more with a defensive eye. John, something we've discussed quite a bit. There's no knock on any other team or last year's team because we had offensive talent, but because of my culture, I have to be a guy that gets after people defensively and press. You have to recruit that. It's not always the best offensive talent all the time. Thank goodness he's there.
Yeah.
These guys have shown me that I did the right thing by grabbing this group.
Okay.
Also, Tigers will be out at the tournament, again, different times as part of the it's obviously FedEx affiliated, and the Tigers are now officially affiliated with FedEx because of the NIL deal, and so you'll have not just Penny Hardaway out there this weekend, but also some Tigers as well sporadically throughout. And so, what did you think about what Penny said?
Well, I'm glad
a lot of it coach speak.
It is, and if it was truly bad chemistry, I mean maybe Penny would say these guys don't get along, but I doubt it. That would be something that we'd have to wait until after a loss to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, he's not going to say anything, negative. So I think that's sort of the first part. So I think it just, I don't really make anything of it. I guess it's a positive, because I suppose you have to sort of weigh it against what you weren't hearing a year ago, which was this. You weren't hearing
because you couldn't.
Right.
And that's probably the biggest takeaway.
Yeah.
He said he wanted, you don't have your whole team, but you got 10. Maybe this is the team you need right here, to be honest with you, especially at this point of the calendar. But you got your 10 in there, and you've had him all 8 weeks. That is the difference in terms of this year and everything else. Penny speaks in superlatives, And so it's all, you know, he's done that the entire time. And whether somebody's going to be the best shooter he's ever had or, this, you know, was this, this, this. So this idea that they're going to have the best chemistry, probably predictable to hear that. The best part of this, the takeaway should be he's had them. And so, you know, last year it didn't matter. To be honest with you, I mean, it didn't matter early. I should be very fine about making that point.
Right.
It did not matter early that you didn't get him in early. But it did matter late. You know, they got off to a great start last year, 15-2 and everything else. And so, for all, you know, everything else in terms of winning, okay, you say chemistry good. Remember, though, Penny, during that stretch, still telling us, hey, it was bad behind the scenes. Now, you did see it come apart very quickly, and clearly that was evidence of a team that didn't have much chemistry. Again, you take a guy out, a sacrifice guy like Caleb, whole thing falls apart. You don't have as many as you thought you did in terms of sacrifice. You're not playing defense the way you want to. It all falls apart. But so my point is, it doesn't necessarily solve anything having guys in there for all 8 weeks, but it certainly can help.
Mm-hmm.
You would think it can help, and that was the goal. And so it's nice to have that box checked off. Might not mean a hill of beans is my point here, but it could help. And that, I mean, it could be a positive for you. You've set it up, so hopefully it is a positive for you.
Yeah.
Still a new team. And you, John, you don't know who's taking the shots until you get in the dang games.
That's
until
true.
The heat of the moment with this team. Got no idea who the leading scorer is going to be. You don't know who the top three is going to be. We can all say it looks like it's going to be balanced. But with that, who's taking the last shot? Who do you trust? You know, we found that out on the fly last year. And a lot of times it looked ugly. You know, Javon Quinterly. You know, maybe he shouldn't have been taken as many. But then he comes back and wins a couple. And so we say, and maybe it shouldn't have been. But that's going to have to be figured out on the fly in a
right.
very tough, in short order, because this is a tough, tough non-conference schedule. So that's the challenge. But
it is.
He's had them for longer than he's usually had them.
Right.
So hopefully that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I again.
All 8 weeks, that's done now. The workouts are done. You know, next year will be fall, you know, practice.
So we're waiting on a few things. We're waiting on Nolan Smith to get officially hired. We're waiting on maybe one more rotation player to be added.
So it's Stansberry, Mike Davis, Nolan Smith.
Is Mike Davis? I don't think Mike Davis is an assistant, is he?
Have we been back and forth on this? What is it? Which way?
Bro. I don't know.
I thought it was support staff given his contract situation.
I thought I'd read from Munns though after we said
I think
that
there was an update after that.
Oh, did we get a revision
and then
that?
Another update?
I think so, man.
Oh, boy.
I thought he's trying to get the whole pool. You don't have to get more money for the pool unless you got Mike Davis in it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
We understand what you're saying.
Yeah, the assistant pool would be fine if it's just Stansberry and Nolan Smith that you're paying for.
Yeah.
But we're waiting on to get all the money for.
Oh, I forgot about Nolan. Yeah.
Yeah, Nolan. That's who he's talking about.
Yeah,
that's the latest addition.
That's the big addition.
Yeah, he's not here.
Well,
yet.
I don't know about big. I mean,
okay, one time big addition that's now an addition.
I guess he would be a big addition if Mike Davis is not an addition as an assistant.
Right.
You're right. The most high profile addition to your actual staff would be Nolan, but. I thought we were back to Mike Davis is going to be in the system.
Isn't
the idea that we don't have enough all them announced and you know all done because you're finding money for all of them?
But if it was
Jermaine up in there,
yeah,
you're paying two guys. Jermaine get 50,
right? So again,
do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Now Jermaine deserves more than that, but that's how you can sort of cut it.
He just floats him in and out.
Yeah, so again.
No, Jermaine should get, you know.
Poor Jermaine.
He's had to go back and forth and back and forth.
It is such
when y'all need defense, y'all call Jermaine. He couldn't do nothing with it last year because the personnel was shady.
Yeah. The Godfather's got quite a bit on his plate.
There's a lot going on.
He's golfing.
And maybe you
should leave him. Can we get an analysis
on his stroke, what's going on with the Godfather?
No, the Godfather just has a sign on his office that says, out.
Golfing,
out
Brad.
Of
Can't
office.
You, Can't so, you hear the swing?
Yeah, the Godfather's taking. He got everything taken care of, you know, in the summer. That's why he got everybody done.
Talking.
You know. But yeah,
he's
like.
He's happy as hell right now.
He talked to Parth and Munns. He ain't got to talk to you. He's out there.
That's
out
right.
Out there on the course.
That's exactly right. By the way, I'm getting some feedback. Not necessarily on Memphis basketball, but one of the premier golfers in Memphis, Matt Cooper, tells me He asked me, why was Lucas Glover last year a good story? He's pushing back a little bit on Lucas being a good story.
You
called it a good story.
I did call it a good story.
You and I just kind of let it roll.
I didn't account, I think we
trusted you.
Just were like, okay.
Well, didn't he go like X amount of years between winning events? Like, he won the U.S. Open in 09, then he disappeared, right? And then he didn't win anything else for like 12 years. And he came back and he won the FESJC. I know it wasn't the first thing he won, but like, he was gone for a long time, bro. He was gone.
I mean, he was the winner of the 2009 U.S. Open, and he had a little bit of a desert there.
I mean, he went like a decade without winning anything.
Well, that makes it interesting.
And so I think that's a good story. And I just think, you know, of all people, Matt should understand what it feels like to go a decade without winning something.
He had to go to the web.com tour
come on, he was out there.
I think I'll agree.
I think it's a good story.
Now, nobody cared because it's no disrespect.
Nobody cared.
It's bucket ass.
Look, you know? I didn't say that he was a star. I just said it was a good story. And I think it qualifies as a good story. A guy kind of on his redemption tour. He was at the top. It's not like my guy...
I'm going to go with Coop that I shouldn't have trusted you.
You don't think it's a good story?
Come on.
He went like...
You got a nose for news, and you know what's a good story. Would you have loved to have written that story?
I mean...
For the DM?
No.
Exactly.
It's not like... Who was my guy that was like a
you're
prodigy?
You're stretching it a little bit here.
He came back with a different face. What was his name?
Coop is right.
Oh, he's an Asian guy. Is it Anthony Kim? Is that his name?
Yeah, Anthony Kim is a golfer.
Yeah. And he disappeared, right? It's not quite like his. He really disappeared. He was like,
right, it's not even as good as Kim's.
Yeah. He had addiction issues. Battling some injuries.
And now I think he's back on the tour, maybe. So it's not quite as good as that. But
I'm glad he called you out.
I think it's a good story.
Kim kind of had a Tiger thing where he got out of hand a little bit, a little crazy, was spending a bunch of money and having parties and stuff, and then, you know, he had to kind of rein it in if you're going to get back on the golf course.
Yeah, he did. I think that's a good story.
Yeah, I mean,
interesting story.
It's a story of success and what it brings and how to focus it in, as it were.
Yeah, so I think that's I guess he's not on the tour. He's with Live Golf. That's the thing, right? He has not played in a PGA event since 2012, but he's back golfing on a tour. If you count Live, I don't know. Do you count Live?
Do I count him?
Yeah,
count him as what?
Like a official capacity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
You got too many good ones over there now, not to count them. Yep. I mean, wish you could work out something to come here.
DJ's on that thing, I mean.
Yeah. Rom now, too.
Yeah,
man.
Rom's over there. I like Rom, too.
Yeah, Rom's a good dude. He took the money, though, and I would have,
sure
too.
Did.
I would have took it,
hey,
too. We kept it honest right here. We said we would have took
it.
Anybody that says otherwise.
Oh, there were some. American Patriot. Don't take the blood money.
It does suck.
There was a little bit of that.
But that's just...
It is what it is.
Like, nobody would have actually made that choice. That's the thing.
When the opportunity was presented to
him. When
you set
$20 million dollars in front of some of these cats.
It's like... It's
like $100 million.
Yeah,
it's performative. It's performative.
Change your
the
whole
same way.
Family.
It's performative to say, I won't go to a fall wedding because of college football. Like, yeah, you will. You will go to a fall wedding because there are such things as phones now. Where, like, you could just, whatever game you're trying to watch, you'll just pull it up on your phone. I don't know if anybody has ever been...
In the South, though, shouldn't you? Can you be, you know?
I mean,
you gotta
no,
be a
bro.
Little more considerate, don't you?
I mean...
Especially in SEC country.
It's like...
They know.
It's one game, man. Like, it's one... Like, you can pull up on your phone. Like, I'm not saying, like, book a wedding during, like, the SEC championship weekend. That'd be silly.
Right.
But, like, what are we talking about, week two of the football season? Oh, I'm not going, man. I got to watch my – you sound like an idiot. You really do. I mean, you're going to go to the football game, to the wedding.
Your brother's doing it, right?
It's not quite. It's next Friday.
Okay, so he's ahead of the games.
Yeah, but I would still go. Like, am I a little miffed that, like, there might be some NFL preseason games on? Like, 100%.
You're going to be gambling while your brother's wedding's going
on? Oh, for sure. I'm like, listen, I'm going to cut this. I'm going to keep this best man speech really short because I got the Patriots minus 2.5.
I just watched him gamble in front of children.
Robbie,
when you were over his crib, was he doing this?
He didn't have any issue with it whatsoever.
He's right there on the phone, downloading and dialing and smiling.
Yeah, I'm on. I call
Riley. Stop,
Bennett. Hold on. I got to place a bet.
That's right.
What are you kids doing over there? I'm on. It was amazing how he was managing the chaos and keeping himself even keeled, because I was like, no. Now, though, again, there were a couple times where CJ being up there.
Yeah.
scared him out of it, out of the mode. But when John's locked in, the two TVs are on, it don't matter if there's 10 people up in there. He's going to stay focused. He's going to continue to father, right? He's also going to watch, see if there's any extra edges and opportunity out there add to.
Do you have, like, sports ticker in your crib?
The guy was like ex-AI. I was watching him operate in all the chaos. He was just rising above it.
Unbelievable,
controlling it
John.
All.
That's right.
You and I would have been going crazy if there weren't for some control measures.
Sam, just God bless her, she comes up, fills the bowl with chips again. John's able to continue eating snacks.
That's right. It's a machine.
Orchestrated. It's a machine.
Well-oiled machine.
It runs very smoothly, whether Riley's in it or out of it.
Usually out of it.
Chris this time up there didn't buy everything.
So that was definitely a wrinkle in the system.
There was a little bit of a glitch, as Chris would call it, when he dunked. On the day, threw John off.
It's like one of those things,
the power that has gone through the XAI.
Yeah.
And then sometime they've had those
there's two things. He dunked on my goal, and I'm just not used
to
that.
And he will shake your whole house doing it.
And then
that was my fault. He
plopped to his knees.
Riley was down with the iPad, and Chris plops down was the word. Well, you're on the second floor of an old Germantown home. And little Dom was asleep downstairs.
That's right.
And so Chris has been raised on a first floor.
Yes.
He doesn't know how to be quiet on a second.
Y'all aren't up in the bonus room.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
All of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
The action,
and
the
it's
kids.
Hollow below. I get
the
it.
The fight, yeah. the game, it's the Titans.
It's
the,
like, yeah,
Danny
normally,
Barlow.
Yeah. Danny Barlow.
USC fight,
it was all happening.
There was more action in our room than there was in the Danny Barlow fight.
It was like us being in a sports room.
Freaking Caesar's Palace over there in Germantown.
But with kids.
With kids.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, it was a lot going on.
I was talking about it with my wife. I admired the way he was able to operate in the chaos and keep it all under control.
Yeah, it was pretty, it was a fun night.
I talked to Bennett. He said he had a good time with y'all.
Yeah.
How much longer did he stay? I didn't ask him.
He probably stayed for about another, 30, 45
minutes. Bennett should have brought the kids because we made it a family event.
Yeah, we watched the end of the Titans game. Josh Dobbs had a chance to win it in a walk-off back in Nashville. But he could not.
High-octane Titans offense all of a sudden.
He could not do it. He throws a pick there, inside the five.
I did not watch the end of that game.
Yeah. You don't have to. That's just kind of the idea here. It was a good time. And I don't know that we'll have the FESJC on quite like that. It's a little different speed, right?
Yeah.
It's a much different speed. I need some action. You know what I'm saying? I need to go 65. 70, I'm not trying to go 15 on the golf right, cart, what I mean? So, but I will say this, I did bet Lucas Glover live before the playoff last year, so I did have that one. So I could do it again. I could get in there again.
They really need there's two names that I see in the top five here that need to make a move for this thing to be relevant. Tommy Fleetwood is one of them at -4, and then Justin Rose is up there. Now, we haven't had Scotty Scheffler, who tees off in the 2 o'clock hour in there yet. But
Kirk
won't do it. Griffin, none of these they need a name up there.
Now, you don't think Kirk right now at 7-under has a chance?
I don't. Not because the big boys have not teed off yet.
Right.
But, and also, sorry, FedEx St. Jude Championship. I don't want him up there. I want, like, a friggin' name so that my dad actually gives a crap and we can, talk about this thing in an exciting way. You know what I'm saying?
No question.
Like, when I get on the phone with my dad and we're talking about the damn golf tournament, I don't want to be saying, Pendrith was shooting 6-under. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're still waiting on Scheffler. You're still waiting on Shoffley. You're still waiting on Thigala, Cantlay.
Yeah, those guys are going to come in and kick ass because that course is going to be hard, too, and it'll run.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the winning score here, like 15-under?
Oh, it's going to be low. I mean, I should say high or low, depending on how you look at it. It's going to be I bet you're looking at 20 to win this thing.
20?
I could see it. I could see a 20.
So the last 2 years, both went to playoffs at 15-under. So
yeah, I mean 15. That sounds right. Maybe I'm a little high.
So there you go.
But that, I mean, you're going to be in the teens.
No, that's the year in 2021, it was 20-under playoff with Finau and
Cam 20.
Smith.
These guys are hitting long.
Yeah, 15, 20. I mean, it must just be an easy course.
No, it's just long as hell, and it's open. You know, you don't have a lot of rough in terms of, you got an island green there on 14 or whatever. But, I mean, outside of the island greens and that long 18, everything's pretty clear.
Yeah, no, interesting.
Yeah, water hazards are a problem. We've seen that come into play with Phil Mickelson before.
Yeah, well, we'll be paying attention. Chris Kirk, no chance, according to this panel. And no chance. You don't want it to happen, and you don't think it will happen.
I don't want it to happen.
God, the guy hits a hole in one and gets
I'm sorry, dude. I don't give a crap about you.
No support from Jason or Brad. I'll support you, Chris.
Me and Jonah Dillon were the ones that told you it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you educated me.
I saw it in the Slack, man. I saw it in the Slack. I just didn't see it live. But anyway, that's rolling on here in Memphis.
Next story.
We started that talking about Memphis basketball, but
sorry, I turned on you too. That's my bad.
It's nobody's fault.
It hijacked it. We did.
This time, him.
Yeah, this time it was me. But no. I mean, honestly, it's more relevant than Daniel. What's his face?
Oh, the guy that's not playing
about
for the Tigers?
The most together Memphis basketball
team. Yeah, the petty quotes.
We've ever seen.
Right, but I mean.
And it's not going to include Daniel Beira Tuck as Penny has put
it. No, it's not.
It's
going to
include
ten
men.
But you have
ten men who understand sacrifice and defense.
You have to.
Can they make a shot, Jason, though?
That's what I was
You
got to
forgive me if I roll my eyes at that.
You hijacked it as something about something that Coop told you. Coop holding you accountable about some story that wasn't interesting.
It was good.
That's where you hijacked it.
And let me tell you this. We'll see what Coop has to say about the whole Penny thing. But I can. If I know Coop as well as I think I do, he's going to say he don't believe it either. Show him. Show that this team is together as opposed to hearing good things in August. Because I heard good things in December. Until I heard that, man.
Listen,
15-2.
If Penny is freaking out with MSCS, you got a problem with it. If he's telling you he's got the best team he's ever gonna have, mm-hmm. you got a problem with it.
It's just
maybe you.
We're in year seven.
Maybe you got the problem.
We're in year seven.
So what's he supposed to not talk? We get
no,
mad
I'm not
at him.
That's
when
I'm saying. In terms of the way that
I
handle it.
I mean, dude. They went 15-2 last year.
Right.
We were all wrong.
Right. Because, like, here's the thing.
So, but that's what I'm saying. You knew what your eyeball said, but still, I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And we're not going to know until then, but he has to say something about the team.
No, and
because now he's got two beat writers in his face.
I'm glad to hear that.
Who are also saying, hey, but, you know, probably we're all like, do we hear from Penny enough right now? You know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
They got an event this weekend.
If you
want
to talk to Penny, you go to the golf course. That's where you'll get him.
They got an event coming up this weekend. Again, we had talked about that Tigers on Tour thing. I think he did one of the three. They got an event coming up this weekend where you're going to have Silverfield, looks like, and a bunch of the coaches, but no Penny, no. And Alex Simmons may have an engagement. Penny may have an engagement. My point is we've said that before. So we're constantly criticizing him for something.
Well, yes.
And of course he's going to say he likes the look of his team right now. It doesn't mean a thing. But it's better than saying nothing. You know,
yeah.
You want that, just like we've talked about with the AD, you want that position. You want answers. You want to know what the vision is. That's a constant with that men's basketball coach. It just always has been, always will be.
Right. I am not criticizing him for this. I am not criticizing him for it. I'm just saying that it's
what you're arguing factually is correct.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
And we won't know until the game starts.
Yeah,
frankly, we won't know even after the game starts. It could be through 17 games.
100%.
Like last year.
100%. Because here's the thing.
You and I have a job to do.
We do.
Which is talk about this daily.
And
so you got to be careful criticizing every single thing because then you come off as the guy. Dude, 80% of your experts. Thought they're gonna make the tournament.
That's right. Torvik loves them.
And so any this need for alarm or concern. We're concerned because you're going into year seven,
right?
And you need to make the tournament.
No doubt.
This thing is bad, but I think on the day to day, we can be fine with him saying, "Yeah, I like the look of these 10.
I like hearing that.
And at least the box.
But
has
in
been
terms
checked,
of like, am I like running out of the studio saying,
you
know what I'm saying?
No, I don't believe anymore in this team.
But I think what you're saying is 100% fair.
This is his job.
Yeah, it is his job.
We've criticized him for not talking enough. We've said interviews and all that's a part of the deal.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
That's all I'm saying.
You can't. Every time the man turns around,
exactly. Criticize for not talking, then criticize for what
comes out. I agree totally with that. And I'm not. I don't mean this as a criticism.
We will hold it accountable.
Yes.
And we'll continue to do that on the show.
Yes, but I think what you're saying is 100% correct. And I don't mean that as criticism. It's just like, you know, I'd rather just see it in action.
We got to now at this point in his tenure. See, that's what he's lost.
Yes.
Is sort of that you can come in and talk to us and get a crowd rolled up based on your aspirations and what you intend to do. But now that you have a resume, that sort of benefit of the doubt, right, some of that hope. Some folks have jumped off and don't believe, if at all, but don't believe as much or it's come down. Right? You lose that when you get through these six where he's at. And so that's the challenge to him is to make you believe. I said the same thing about Silverfield. You can talk it up all day. But until you get the results, man, nobody's buying back in.
Right.
And so ultimately, it's Penny's job to talk. He checked off the box. And, yeah, we'll know once the, you can't even say after by Maui. because who knows? I mean, the team last year collapsed,
yep.
went from good
yep.
to ish. We've seen seasons where you typically want your team to get better as the season goes
right.
on. And so there's no way to break down how this is going to go. It's literally like playing roulette. And again, hopefully having the guys in there for all 8 weeks, yeah, makes some sort of difference. Ain't no guarantees.
Nope, no guarantees. But it beats the alternative. That's where I'd be. All right, some NFL news. Some potentially big NFL news.
Next story.
Matt Judon has been a Pro Bowl linebacker there from the New England Patriots for the last few years, and then before that was the with the Baltimore Ravens. Edge rusher has been dealt to the Atlanta Falcons for a 2025 third-round pick. He had been practicing but was away from the team coming into this week. The Falcons aren't going to have to pay him because that's what this is all about, right?
Let's hope so. Let's hope there's an understanding there,
yes.
unlike with Reddick.
They do plan to work toward one before the start of the season, and they freed up some money by restructuring some other contracts around the team. Judon's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's a really good player. Had a career-high 15.5 sacks in 2022. He had 12.5 in 2021. Did miss most of last year with the torn biceps, but the Patriots were so bad last year it would not have mattered anyway. Falcons have not had a double-digit sack artist
right.
in 8 years.
Yep.
8 years, man.
That's why we thought before they took Penix they were going to address that with their first-round pick. That's
right.
why the Penix pick was such a shock.
Right. And, of course, they lost Braylon Trice, who they did draft as an edge rusher for the season on Friday night. So I think that was a big part of it in terms of going out and getting this deal done with Judon. Look, I mean, I think you obviously were probably buying into the Falcons anyway with the addition of Kirk Cousins and, mm-hmm. A couple of other things. But, now you're talking about the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they definitely feel like a contender in the NFC. I mean, I think with London and Pitts and Bijan and Kirk coming in, I mean, their quarterback play last year was as bad as you can get professionally with Desmond Ridder and Heineke. It just could not have been worse.
It feels like they've got an offense that's been ready to take off, and
yes.
they just haven't had the right guy.
And they still won, eight games, seven mm-hmm. games? I mean, they were still right there,
yeah.
and the division is bad. I mean, they really...
That's why they were right there
right.
last year. They can take it over this year.
Yeah, they should win 11 games.
That's what I was going to run that by you. Harry Douglas thinks they're going to win 11.
Yeah.
And he didn't get much pushback in terms
yeah.
of... Most folks think now double-digit wins
yeah.
for this Atlanta team.
I think that'd be a disappointment if they didn't.
And then it's crazy because they do have the future right there. Yeah, I was criticizing the heck out of them for taking Penix, saying, get help now, now, now. Well, this Judon trade is help right now. It's that move now. 32 coming off of, an injury, a season where you don't play much. You can argue that both ways. Maybe you'll save a little bit of tread on those tires, or maybe a little rust built up, and you'll never be as effective as you were. But what I like is you make the move. You only give up a third-rounder. To get him. And yeah, you're going to have to pay him, but it fits your win-now timeline. Because difference between a Bears, who 32 years old, he's not on your timeline, you got a rookie quarterback, they're in it now. That's why you go out and get a Kirk Cousins and guarantee him as much money as you did. And so it's win-now, take over the NFC South mode for the Falcons. That's why I like this move, even though he's a little bit older, a little longer in the tooth. He's been effective when he's been out there.
Yep.
And this was an area where their pass rush was among the worst in the league last year. This was an area they needed to address. Now I like them better on both sides.
Right.
Well, we already liked them offensively.
Right.
Now you like them a lot better defensively.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
And it doesn't feel like they'll have to be great there.
No.
It's certainly not to own that division.
Absolutely not.
I mean, what's Baker going to do now? He's got the money.
I mean, they still got
Mike Evans, though.
Yeah, but you lose your offensive coordinator. I mean.
That's true.
I think there's going to be a drop-off in Tampa Bay.
What is their RB situation?
Ain't it the same dude, Rashad White?
Yeah, okay, I think so.
So
they didn't add anything.
No, I think they're definitely primed for a drop-off. From a team that won a playoff game a year ago, I think they probably see the biggest drop-off. They drafted Bucky Irvin from Oregon, but it's still Rashad White in the depth chart.
Yep.
I mean, they're really, they leave a lot to be desired. Yeah, it's Mike and Chris Godwin, but their third receiver is Jalen McMillan, who I think was that Washington rookie. Kate Otten at tight end, it's just not really that great.
No, Falcons going to take over that division.
Yeah.
Primed to be taken.
I mean, they'll be a team that, wins games with defense.
Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
That's a 7-8 win team right there, I believe.
You know what they remind me of?
And especially now that everybody's been paid. Remember, Mike Evans was on a contract.
Exactly.
You got his best. He's going to be hurt this year. Imagine, well, watch what I say. Baker, too.
Yep.
And so now that they've gotten their money, I wonder if the hunger will be as strong.
You know who they are? The Bucks or the NFC Raiders? That's who they are.
Well, y'all didn't make the playoffs last year.
No, that's true. But I'm just saying
they won a division
in terms of what it's going to look like, though. It's going to be 7-8 wins.
Just middle of the road
competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Defense lifting you in some games.
That I agree with.
Low ceiling offense, you know, with what you have. So I think it's going to look very similar to that. Could they sneak up on somebody like the Raiders beat the Chiefs? Absolutely, if your defense comes to play. But I don't think they're going to be able to repeat the success they had a year ago. I'm definitely selling the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker, especially as you mentioned, these guys get paid. Multiple guys get paid on that offense. It's a different deal now. That's just the way it works. But, it was a good day for the Atlanta Falcons as they are now the happy team that gets Judon in the fold for them.
Next story.
One more. We don't do a ton of baseball, but what Aaron Judge did, pretty historic. The fastest to reach 300 home runs for his career, the New York Yankee, hit the mark in his 955th game and, 3,431st at-bat. Not that that one matters as much. It was a three-run drive in the eighth inning that helped the Yankees to a win. No one faster, like we said. Ralph Kiner needed 1,087 games to do it. Again, Aaron Judge at 955. I mean, he's an absolute, you know, testament to, I mean, the human strength. Yeah, he's a walking specimen of a man. And so we probably should have expected this. It is different now. I mean, he's putting up numbers that we never saw from, you know, not that fast, from some guys probably who were juiced up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be the fastest ever, you've beaten some guys who back in the steroids era were coming up pretty quick. So it's super impressive. I think we all think that Aaron is doing this naturally. I mean, how much do we even think that in terms of the specter that used to hang over, you know, baseball, everybody's on, you know, steroids? We think they got pretty good control of it. It feels like it. I don't look at Major League Baseball teams today and watch guys come up in the lineup and say that guy's juiced up like we used to. And so it feels like, you know, for the most part, whether it's Aaron Judge or these other guys, your boy, Brent Rooker, you know, they're doing this naturally. And it's a testament, too, to them. That's the point I'm trying to make. But certainly with Judge, it's not just the power. It's the Barry Bonds hand-eye coordination, all of it. And, he's an absolute stud. Again, baseball. Did you see Mike Trout's out again? Like these guys that we hold up, and you can hold them up because of the way that they're paid, but they're just... For him, he doesn't play. But my point is that we just, even with Aaron Judge, like the star power that feels like there could be that could be there. I mean, yeah, this guy's the quickest of 300 home runs. And sure, in New York, he's an absolute stud, and in that market he is. But he's just not the national. We don't feel his impact down here. And sure, we're Memphis, but we're still Cardinals country. It's just, it's just the way they're sort of... not promoted in the way they should. I don't know what all it is. And Aaron Judge is not a guy who gives you a whole lot. He's not a guy who puts himself out there and seeks that either in terms of the limelight with his brand and everything else. But I just think it goes back to the marketing of your stars.
Yeah.
Baseball hasn't done a good enough job of it. And one thing you could focus on is this Godzilla of a man who hits it out just about, you know, one every three at bats, it feels like.
Yeah, that's...
He's a good dude, too, from everything you gather.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Never any trouble or anything. I guess that's expected when you're a Yankee. Now, they've had some bad ones go through there. But he seems, I mean, he's the epitome of pro's pro.
What's remarkable about him is at 6'7", they can throw him out in center field. Like, to me, that's wild. That kind of a body, that long athlete that's 6'7", and he's a center fielder for your baseball team sometimes. I mean, they float him in right field, too. But, I mean, he is a specimen, to your point.
I'd forgotten how quick a start Ryan Howard got off to.
Yeah.
He hit his 300th and his 1,000th.
He fizzled,
was third faster, but he fizzled.
What the hell happened to him? He just, Philly? Yeah.
I mean, was that not the, I mean, he was a big man, too.
Big, yeah, but he was heavy. I think he was pretty heavy, too.
But my point is we never thought he was juiced up right at the beginning or anything else because he was a big dude. Ryan Howard was a big dude.
Large.
That you thought naturally was a big guy. But he was third fast, and Juan Gonzalez was fourth fastest. But shout out to Aaron Judge, and shout out to John's Yankees. They get it in a win.
Absolutely. If you are a first-time home buyer out there, you've been...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thinking about it, considering it, weighing that choice for you, you're tired of renting, which you should be, get with the Live Love team. At the real estate agency, Jennifer Carson and her gang of incredibly accomplished real estate folks in Memphis, they're going to help you. They're going to take you through the entire process, de-escalate maybe the tension that you feel about it, make it easy for you. That's what they do, and help you find the home of your dreams. Reach out. Go to livelovememphis.com.
Yep. Don't be a fool like me, and don't get the advice of a professional. We're telling you. Jennifer is as professional as it gets. She's a pro's pro, like we like to say around here. And as John said, she's going to simplify everything, take that tension and what you don't know right on out of things. That's what I appreciated most about her. And it's been nothing but success stories for everybody we've referred over. So at least make her one of the calls that you make if you're looking to sell that home and get top dollar. 901-625-5200 is the number. They've got a great team, and it's an award-winning team. And you're going to know very early on, Jennifer cares about Memphis. She wants to get people out of renting and into owning. That's how you make the city better, and that is our mission. So, again, that number, 901-625-5200. They're the best. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. A couple of interesting personnel moves over at ESPN. Andrew Marchand of the, I think he's with the Athletic now. He has reported that ESPN has fired both Robert Griffin III and Sam Ponder. Of course, Sam Ponder was the NFL Countdown host. I don't think she did anything else. I think that was her main thing.
It was the main thing.
Right. If she did other things, I'm not.
No, I'm like you, because the NFL Live every day is Laura Rutledge.
Okay, so right.
And you would think Sam would be on that since she just does the one.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's most time Laura Rutledge is like their main host, you know, with Marcus Spears and them and Dan.
And Laura.
And she does. And she's their college football.
Exactly.
But she comes in on NFL Live.
And NFL
on
Live
her
is
per day.
Very successful.
But maybe she has. Yes, I'm assuming it is.
Like with Spears and Orlovsky, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. They do a good job. Oh, and Mina Kimes. That's like their main crew, those four.
Right.
And they do a good job.
And Robert Griffin III, of course, was a college football analyst?
College football analyst.
Broadcaster.
And literally would use him as a utility guy, too. Saw him on flag football when ESPN was going hard on that a couple of weekends back.
Yes.
So they use him on that stuff as well. And he's getting let go. I told you off, you know, he never really moved me in terms of, you know, his NFL analysis, but I mean, during games, Robert Griffin III was not bad. But so this is not a deal where you're firing someone who was bad at his job.
Right.
He offered insightful analysis at times. It just, I thought he tried to, you know, go to the extreme sometimes, to whether it's to go viral on First Take or some things like that. That's, yeah, we all do, though, I suppose, are guilty of that sometimes. This, I mean, what I'm saying is, this doesn't look like, I don't believe that's a firing because you're bad at your job. This must be some cost-cutting stuff like we've known ESPN to have to do.
They're entering the end of their fiscal year.
Well, you're about to have to pay Stephen A. Smith. That one's on the books. We know that coming up.
So Robert Griffin III, as the story points out, was making seven figures.
I would guess it's a million.
Right. I mean, I would guess.
You can't get too high with Robert Griffin. If Steven's making eight right now and about to get paid, like, what are you paying a college football analyst that you don't even put on your big games?
Yes.
Right?
And I think the issue for Sam Ponder is that she was probably, I don't know if she was in the seven figures, but she was probably compensated very highly, and she doesn't do that much.
Correct.
So
that's what Laura Rutledge has got going on, is that you're able to do college football and then come in 5 days a week and do NFL Live. And so you got to make yourself useful around there.
Exactly.
You know, in terms of have your hand in a bunch of different pots. So that's the best way to do it.
Absolutely right.
And so that's what she's got over Ponder.
You're exactly right. So, I mean, that's a lesson.
And they got to pay Stephen. They got more. You know, Lord knows McAfee, everything he's making. But I think it's Stephen A's big contract coming up. That's the one.
There's two lessons to me here.
This happens all the time.
One is,
when they got to make room for a big whale.
When you're paid highly, you're a target, always. That's the first thing. When you're making seven figures, you're just going to be a target, A. And then B, you're especially going to be more of a target if you only have one job, if you only do one thing. Now, that was not true of Robert Griffin III, who I assume that was more of like just a sheer number, right? He was replaced by Kelsey on the Monday night thing this offseason.
Exactly.
So
that was part of it. We read about this, and they said RG3 might be expendable.
Yeah. So
back when they were talking about Corden Kelsey.
His stock had kind of fallen. And then Sam did the one thing. So, you know, I mean, that's why, and I'm not saying this because he comes on with us, but that's why I was always mystified by letting Fitz go, because Fitz did a lot.
No question.
He could do TV, he could do radio, he could do anything you asked him to do, and was a good customer about it. So I don't know what he made at ESPN.
You would think his number got too high, but I'm saying how high could it have gotten? I would have still paid that for everything that he does.
He's so versatile and willing
to
do
NFL, college football, all of it.
Exactly right.
I mean, weigh in on everything, but those two in particular, you use them all year round.
And you could say what you want about Stephen A.,
he gets the ratings, though.
And I'll listen to opinions, but he gets the ratings, and he works. That dude
he's
works.
Everywhere. He's everywhere.
He does NBA.
But he's on top of every show.
He does his radio show, or he used to. I don't know if he still does. I think he still does.
Yeah, he's still got the radio show now.
So he does a lot for ESPN. He's, like, doing a lot of. It's not just, I do First Take,
and
my day
is
done, you know?
Ton of what they do social media impressions-wise is Stephen A. Smith every day on both of those shows.
Right. So the people who are most valuable to ESPN are going to be those people, right? The people that they don't just do the one thing. They do this. They do that. They do this. They do that. They pop up here. Like, dude, I was listening to ESPN radio on a Sunday. United States basketball had played a game earlier that day. I don't remember who the hosts were. They were fill-ins, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian Windhorst came on. I'm like, bro, why are you doing this? Like, this is a Sunday. It's probably super late. Like, why are you? But he knows, like, I got to be available to do things for ESPN.
Another example of it is Ryan Clark hosting Get Up. You know, that to your point, Ryan Clark has shown with his own podcast, what is it, The Pivot? And then everything else he's got going on, that he's more than just an analyst. The former Pittsburgh Steelers DB who is coming to the game, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, won Emmys for the job that he's done. But back to the point, he's now showing that he not just hosting his own podcast, but also can host an ESPN show. That's a guy who says, and he just got a new deal, Ryan Clark, by the way. I'm assuming this was part of it. I want to host more. I just don't want to be in that one seat for you guys. And so that's the way you have to think up there in Bristol.
Yes.
Ryan is great. But guys like Damian Woody who do one thing, you know, you're limited. You're there for however long you're kind of walking that thin line on some of these other fat contracts got to come through because when you're only a, you know, you got one thing you do. Now, Damian Woody will be on Get Up and he'll be on NFL Live and everything else. Like, they work him during the season, but it's one thing. Right. So that's what got RG3 here.
Yep. You know? Yep.
But Ryan has shown he can do it all. So and that's what you need to be.
I thought Robert was okay. I didn't love him.
Marcus Spears, another guy they re-signed recently.
Yeah, Marcus is great.
But he's just what he brings to the table in that role in terms of the personality, too. And half the time, he's going viral.
Yeah.
You know, on social media. So he was worth his, you know, worth it for them.
Tough week for RG3. He has the picture of the croissant, and then he gets fired.
I don't know the news on the picture of the croissant.
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, man.
There's two of us in here that look like we haven't. Should we have been up?
It was everywhere. It was like it was
RG3 croissant.
He posted a picture of himself eating a large, like a massive croissant. Okay, like a mass. And he was holding it with both hands, and his eyes were closed. And it became the meme of the weekend.
That's not why he got fired.
No, I don't think that's why he got fired.
There was nothing.
It's just that he got roasted about it. That's all I'm saying. He got roasted.
You know, one thing I can do. Is just eat a croissant dry.
I don't.
Can you if it's a fresh croissant? I'm not talking about an old one that's been in the airport for three, 4, 6 weeks, but a fresh croissant.
Yeah,
not a butter heat up. Yeah, you can make it great. You can make it unbelievable.
Yeah,
y'all not the same. A fresh, even a dry.
I don't know where
croissant,
you would get croissants,
you can,
bro.
You can eat it dry, and it's fantastic.
It has to be buttery and like the ones, those fresh bake ones,
yeah,
like my wife
about.
Makes.
That's
I don't like about. The one that RG3's got here, which I guess they're memeing because there's a one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.